Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Economic news out this morning. First, just under 1.5 million Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week. It was the 12th straight week. The number has gone down a bit, but economist Joe Naroff says that downward trend hasn't been as great as most analysts were expecting by now. And speaking to CBS News, Naroff also said,
continuing unemployment claims, which represent the number of workers collecting unemployment checks, drop below 20 million. But again, the rate of decline is not nearly as great as expected.
In another government economic report, the U.S. economy shrank at an annualized rate of 5% in the year's first quarter as the pandemic was triggering an unprecedented economic collapse. That first quarter drop in GDP, the steepest seen in the U.S. since the Great Recession. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free! Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free, with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Prosecutors in Cobb County, Georgia, are now formally charging three men they say were involved in the murder of Ahmed Arbery as he was jogging through their neighborhood back in February.
The Glenn County grand jury did return an indictment against Travis McMichael, Greg McMichael, and William Bryan.
That's the county DA, Joyette Holmes, yesterday announcing that father and son Travis and Greg McMichael and William Bryan will face malice and felony murder charges. The father and son pair were taken into custody in early May. Bryan, who filmed the encounter, was arrested a few weeks later. House Democratic leaders moving ahead today with a vote on a police reform bill one day after Senate Democrats blocked a Republican-led effort. The Democratic bill would, among other things, end no-knock warrants and chokeholds. A planned SpaceX launch from Cape Canaveral this afternoon has already been scrubbed because of weather concerns. They'll try again to launch it tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The CDC now says the nation could reach 150,000 coronavirus deaths over the next few weeks. Predictions from 20 different models show the death toll likely to surpass at least 130,000 by the 18th of July. Higher death rates expected in states like Arizona, California, and Florida, which are already seeing surges in cases. Two independent watchdogs are investigating to try to determine whether the Justice Department targeted cannabis companies for political reasons. Congressional testimony yesterday revealing the Justice Department's Inspector General and the Office of the Special Counsel have been looking into how the DOJ handled two cannabis suppliers that wanted to merge. The department reportedly put exceptional demands on the two, allegedly to slow the growth of the cannabis industry because of Attorney General William Barr's animosity towards that sector. Hulu is now pulling Scrubs episodes that feature blackface. The streaming service has decided to remove three episodes of that medical sitcom that featured characters in blackface. Variety reporting the show's creator, Bill Lawrence, and ABC Studios did ask Hulu to take down those episodes. And AAA expects Americans to hit the road this summer despite the coronavirus pandemic, expecting a travel decline of about 15% from last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Live. Because it's what we do. Because it's for the benefit of all Americans. And above all, that's what we are. And that's what's going to bring this country back to its senses. Now, we have been saying for quite a while that this country has been ripe for civil unrest, for a possible second American Revolution. Megan Barth has been on with us many times. We've had this conversation, and we have a scientist now who accurately, it seems, predicted back in 2010 that this year, 2020, would be mayhem, now says that a civil war in America could be coming next, and this is featured on her website at ReaganBabe.com. Megan, of course, the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Quality Project. Megan, welcome to the show. Always good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. Thank you so much. Good to be with you always. Hey.
No big surprise here, right? I mean, we've been talking about this, you and I, over the last, you know, it seems like at least the last 5 years that things are brewing and they're all coming to a head. And validation now comes when we look back at 2010 when this renowned scientist, Peter Turchin, said, hey, look, this was inevitable. About every 50 years, this kind of cycles in. And sure enough, come 2020, we're due for this upheaval. So, no big surprise for him.
Yeah, and when we look across the landscape, what we're witnessing right now are monuments being torn down, churches being burned, businesses being burned to the ground, the use of force being applied to law-abiding Americans by mostly Democrat governors, forcing people to give up their livelihood, forcing people to wear masks when masks aren't necessary. The use of force being applied to the innocent is going to cause civil unrest. Mm-hmm. And what we are witnessing now is not only just civil unrest. What we are witnessing right now is an uprising. The left likes to call it a revolution. We are in a cultural civil war.
Mm-hmm.
No shots, quote unquote, have been fired. There is no north and south, so to speak. But there's a meme going around, which I saved for months, which is basically, the next civil war shows, you know, the generals staring at each other and, you know, one screaming at them to wear a mask and the other one basically says, you know, screw you, I'm not going to wear a mask. But nonetheless, it's going to be the masked versus the unmasked, the capitalist versus the communist. The people that just want to live free and die. Okay, which is basically the spirit of Americanism,
mm-hmm.
Americans. They want to live free and die. We want you to get out of our way and let us live our lives how we see fit. You can only call people racists for so long until you use and lob that term at the wrong person. And this term is being so watered down, racism, because everybody's a racist except for the suburbanite white Karens of the world.
Or somebody who wants to look at a rope and see it as a noose.
Correct. Yes, that's another one. Jesse Smollett's long-lost brother, Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have this uprising, which happens every election cycle, election year, rather. Specifically, the uprising of Black Lives Matter. Black Lives didn't matter in 2017. It sure as hell didn't matter in 2018. Not a peep from Black Lives Matter in 2019. And all of a sudden, we've got a presidential election and Black Lives Matter again. Well, Black Lives Matter really should stand for the acronym Black Liberation Marxists, because that's exactly who these people are. It's not conjecture. The founders, in their own spoken words, on their own damned website, claim not only that do they want to defund the police, which creates more anarchy than we've already been witnessing, but that they are trained ideological Marxists.
Exactly. And America needs to wake up to that fact. They need to start connecting the dots really quick. I believe in some cases they are, but we need to really move this along because, you know, what you're pointing to here, Megan, and this happens just in the process of any kind of organism, is that that which is substantive remains, and that which needs to be cast out rises up, exposes itself, and gets excised. And I believe that we're going through that normal process right now, as chaotic as it may be and as disturbing to our senses as it may be. But the takeaway after all this is said and done is that we need to realize that you know, our freedoms are in our hands. The responsibility of this government and the great American idea to continue on to the next generation belongs to this generation. It's up to us at this moment in time to make a choice for liberty, as you suggested earlier.
Yeah, and so I think, you know, it's going to be very interesting, and it's going to be a long, hot summer. I was on another show just before this one, actually. And, you know, they asked me to kind of put on my savant hat and what do I see kind of leading up to the election? And I had to remind them and tell you that the election's not going to be decided on November 3rd. When's the last time outside of the complete butt kicking that Hillary Clinton got in 2016? But when was the last time you remember an election really being decided on election night? I mean, we've got early voting, absentee voting, we've got mail-in voting, we've got same-day voting. We've got voting dates now that are weeks long. There's some places where basically 45 days of voting.
Right.
And now we've got absentee ballots in certain states that if they're there past the deadline, no problem, you got another 10 days to turn them in. Mm. And so I don't see that this election is going to be decided on November 3rd. And what I do see is that this chaos is going to carry on well through the summer because why? It's well paid for and it works for the Democrats in some
exactly.
odd way. The Democrats need chaos. They need to continue to operate in a modem of fear.
Mm-hmm.
They need to gin up as much fear and as much violence as possible. And they will continue to escalate their attacks. And it's not just the attacks on monuments or attacks on churches, or attacks on innocent human beings. It's attack on capitalism. This, all of the riots that we're seeing right now, and the destruction, and the autonomous zones that are being tried to, you know, like whether it's Seattle or Black Lives Matter tried to do one right outside of the White House, et cetera, all of that has nothing to do with George Floyd. All of what we're witnessing here has absolutely zero to do with Black Lives. It has everything to do with the fundamental transformation of this country, which was promised to us days before Barack Obama took office.
Exactly. And the dream continues, like Camelot. It's nonstop, and you're exactly right. It's all about power, as Lindsey Graham said. All about power and the Democratic Party. They are the lever movers behind all this BLM and this Antifa movement that's happening because they know that Donald Trump if he is to get reelected, this will stifle their progressive move and their march toward power and control of our government. And they are fighting for their very lives. I mean, this is how desperate they are. And when you are that desperate, you will do anything. And Lindsey Graham called them out for it. And that's exactly what's happening on the streets of America today, to everybody's horrific amazement. More from Megan after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12, or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at Sunny-Bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts in helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
You know, it really is our time and moment. You've heard me say this before, that, you know, from time to time in our lives, you look back, you come to the critical crossroads where the time is right and the moment is right. And what makes it so significant is the choice that we make. And I believe this is where we are right now with all that is going on in the streets of America today. You know, Megan Barth, people, again, trying to reconnect and say, what is going on with our country? Well, it's chaos because we've abandoned our constitutional founding. And this is what's happening, especially in the blue states across the country. These draconian governors and even local mayors, these blue state mayors, what they're perpetrating on free people, and the people are just shrugging. I mean, sooner or later, all hell's going to break loose. They're going to say, I'm done. And you're already seeing happening right now with the young people across the country. In fact, I think Dr. Oz even attributed this recent outbreak of COVID right now is the result of young people. We're talking, the millennials who have just signed, I ain't doing this anymore. I'm done. I mean, you can hang your mask. I'm just going out. And it's so amazing that you hear these young kids that didn't want anything to do with the Constitution are exercising their constitutional rights.
Yeah, and let's hope more of, what the Democrats call our Zoomers, Generation Z, let's hope more of them start waking up because we went from 15 days to flatten the curve to now like 100 days of basically communism. Mm-hmm. And when people have their freedom stripped from them, they remember what freedom is like, and they will fight to the death to get it back. People that are born into communist regimes and socialism don't really have a taste of freedom or liberty. And once they get the taste of liberty and freedom is when you see the uprisings. And that is why the Democrats need to disarm us.
Mm. Yes.
That is why they continue to attack the Second Amendment. Because they cannot have complete control until everyone is disarmed. I mean, if you look at how totalitarian regimes have risen to power, and that's whether it's Maduro in Venezuela or Hitler in Germany or Stalin, et cetera.
Or Cuba, whatever.
When you look at how these regimes have come to power, it's been through the confiscation of weapons. Guns,
yes.
Lists, et cetera. So that is why the Democrat, there is no sunlight anymore, Bill, and it pains me to say this, but I've said this for years, there is no sunlight between Democrats and socialists or Democrats and Marxists or Democrats and communists.
Of course not. You're
all
right.
The same lot.
Right, exactly. Well, Trevor Loudon's been warning us for ages about this when his book, The Enemies Within, and when he vetted Barack Obama, what he was all about. I mean, one of the few authors that spent any time in vetting Barack Obama. The mainstream media didn't do it. Even Congress didn't vet Barack Obama. They just let him come in with all his charm, promising to fundamentally transform America, and like that was okay. I mean, if Barack Obama, with those statements, would have been a Republican, how many impeachment processes do you think Nancy Pelosi would have put him through?
Well, exactly. And historically, we've been revered as a country for many reasons, but one of them is for the peaceful transition of power that we are witness to every 4 years, usually 4 to 8 years, depending on how long the president's in power. But our peaceful transition of power has always been kind of our flag waving in the air,
right,
if you will.
Exactly.
Temple.
Yeah, the rest of the nations around the world look at it and go, how does that happen? I mean, there's no coup. There's no military in the streets. You guys just pass on the baton to the elected official. How does that happen? Only in America, right?
Well, right. And what we witnessed is a complete sabotage of the incoming Trump administration by Barack Obama and his administration, specifically with the release of Peter Strzok's memos yesterday, that clearly point out that it was Obama and Biden that were going to basically charge Flynn or sabotage Flynn, which would lead to the, sabotage of the administration. Even Joe Biden, according to the notes, brought up the Logan Act.
Exactly.
And
this is the same Joe Biden who said he knew nothing about it, that he,
correct.
Until Stephanopoulos says, well, hey, wait a minute here. Go ahead.
Yeah, he didn't say that under oath. He said it to Jake Tapper or somebody.
It was Stephanopoulos, yeah.
Stephanopoulos, right. So he said it on some sort of Sunday talk show, which he doesn't do anymore. And so because we did not have a peaceful transition of power is why we have what is going on right now. Barack Obama was the most divisive president in the history that I can remember. All presidents prior to Barack Obama peacefully transferred their power. Now, Bill Clinton's administration took all the W's off.
Exactly, the keyboards.
Right? They did these stupid little things, right, to make the transition maybe a little bit more difficult. But that was kindergarten play to what Barack Obama did. Barack Obama literally targeted, sabotaged, illegally spied, and tried to overthrow the incoming administration. And yet here we sit. And so why we have all of this is not only because Barack Obama did not follow tradition and transfer the power peacefully, it is because the Republicans aren't holding anybody accountable.
Exactly. Exactly.
So they will continue to riot. They will continue to sabotage. They will continue to burn down churches. They will continue to burn down communities until, and they will continue to spy, because the spy game is still going on. No one can tell me any different. I'm sure there are plenty of people who are compromised, including Justice Roberts. They spied on so many people that there are so many people that are compromised.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to take somebody like Donald Trump, who was an outsider, or Bill Barr, or Durham, to finally hold people accountable. Because when you don't hold people accountable for their crimes, they will commit more crimes.
Well, and that's what's happened. I mean, in the past, when sunlight was brought to their crime, they didn't hold them accountable. They let them, you know, scoot away like cockroaches and hide in the system. The system is so massive, it can hide so much incompetence and evil. And maybe, you know, as I said earlier, maybe what's going on right now is this is a culling out. Because we have somebody as independent as Donald Trump, who is a non-K-Street political insider, it's like, hey, we're gonna get to the facts, and what's happening is the ugliness, all the infection is starting to rise to the top, and it's being exposed to the light of day, and as we know, sunlight is the best disinfectant, and get ready, and that which is going to be, that's going to be exposed, I mean, this is why Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are fighting so hard, because, you know, Megan, they are so desperate, because this is their very life. If this doesn't work, and Donald Trump gets reelected and they lose the House and the Republicans still control the Senate, it's over for them. They are going to be in the back seat, I think, for at least a decade or two.
Yeah, I mean, if Donald Trump gets, I think it's 15 to 18% of the black vote,
mm-hmm.
The Democrat Party is finished.
Yeah.
They are completely finished. And I expect to get that much. Donald Trump got, I think it was 4% or I think it was 8%.
8%.
Mitt Romney got 4%
right.
of the black vote.
Right.
Donald Trump got 8%. And I think that with the defund the police narrative and all of the, you know, communities being burnt to the ground and the Democrat running these cities for 70 years in some places, even more, there is a great awakening that's happening, and it's not within the Democrat Party.
No, not at all, because they're holding to the con, Megan. That's all that they've got. That is their plan, and they're going to go down fighting with the con. But they are, again, this is a desperate ploy for them. This is life or death for them. And the Republicans need to mount up for the same reason and realize it's life or death for liberty, for all of us. Either we are going to live in liberty, or we're going to be subjected to these draconian Democratic policies. Megan Barth right here. Go to Reaganbabe.com for more
headlines. You know health insurance. insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Economic news out this morning. First, just under 1.5 million Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week. It was the 12th straight week. The number has gone down a bit, but economist Joe Naroff says that downward trend hasn't been as great as most analysts were expecting by now. And speaking to CBS News, Naroff also said,
continuing unemployment claims, which represent the number of workers collecting unemployment checks, drop below 20 million. But again, the rate of decline is not nearly as great as expected.
In another government economic report, the U.S. economy shrank at an annualized rate of 5% in the year's first quarter as the pandemic was triggering an unprecedented economic collapse. That first quarter drop in GDP, the steepest seen in the U.S. since the Great Recession. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
The America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States. It claims more lives each year than colon, prostate, ovarian, and breast cancers combined. Non-small cell lung cancer, NSCLC, accounts for approximately 85% of new lung cancer diagnoses each year worldwide, including 228,000 in the U.S. A complex disease, NSCLC, could have many different types of mutations that may promote the cancer's growth. In fact, nearly 70% of NSCLC patients have an identifiable genomic mutation driving their cancer, such as the aggressive MET exon 14 skipping, what they call MET X14, observed by approximately 3-4% of newly diagnosed metastatic NSCLC cases, about 4,000 to 5,000 patients in the U.S. annually is what's estimated. These patients may face poor prognosis due to the presence of MET X14, so it's important for patients to speak with their doctor at the time of diagnosis and when their disease progresses to determine their mutational status. Now, that is a mouthful, but here to explain
explain it is Dr. Edward Guerin. He's the director of signal transduction and therapeutic program at UCLA Johnson Comprehensive Cancer Center. Dr. Guerin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, boy, I just laid out a mouthful, and it may sound very complex, and we're trusting that you're going to simplify this for us. And I refer to the latest statistics on lung cancer in this country. What are the different forms of the disease?
Sure. So lung cancer is, as you can imagine, it's non-small cell, as you mentioned, is the major component. So there's about 15% of patients have a disease called small cell lung cancer. But the majority have non-small cell lung cancer, which is, as you mentioned, a group of multiple different sort of types. And one of the things that is different in different types of lung cancer is that there can be different mutations that give rise to the tumor. I think this is often confusing for patients because when they think about mutations, they think about inherited mutations. And these are not inherited mutations. They're mutations that are in the tumor itself. And what we see with the MET exon 14 skipping mutation in the MET gene is it is now one of several genes for which we have a known mutation for which the treatment options are quite different. As opposed to traditional chemotherapy, there have been many advances over the last several years, and one of them is that for patients who have these specific mutations identified, in many cases, there are specific therapies, generally oral therapies, the pills that patients can take, that often can be quite effective at keeping their tumor at bay. The one that you mentioned, the MET exon 14 skipping mutation, is a mutation that has been more recently recognized.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the things that leads to interest now in particular is that over the last few weeks, the U.S. FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, has approved capmatinib, which is a drug that is specific for patients who have MET exon 14 skipping mutation. Mm-hmm. And so this is now a mutation that does have pills that are available that can be quite helpful for patients.
Are some of these mutations more aggressive than others?
Certainly. So there are some mutations that are more amenable. So the first of these, what we sometimes describe as targeted therapies, was for a mutation that we call EGFR, or epidermal growth factor receptor. In general, patients with that specific mutation generally do well comparatively. Now, that's still a difficult disease, but compared to your average lung cancer patient, a patient who does have an EGFR mutation in general does better. That's not necessarily the case for patients who have MET exon 14 skipping. Their outcome is much more similar to the traditional statistics for patients with lung cancer.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to imagine, Dr. Guerin, that it's important for NSCLC patients to determine their mutational status at diagnosis. How do you do that?
Sure. So I think that how to test for this is an evolving issue. But in general, when a patient undergoes the biopsy, that biopsy will be sent for molecular testing. So the biopsy specimen will be tested for several different mutations and some other markers as well to determine exactly what type of cancer this is. And so in general, it would be something that happens sort of after the biopsy, and a patient doesn't necessarily control it, but I think the important thing for patients to know is that their tumor is being tested for mutations. And one other thing that's important is that it is specific mutations. We, as you can imagine, we test for mutations where there are approved therapies, but the number of approved therapies increased, I think, is important, particularly with MET exon 14 skipping being present in up to 4% of patients. And although that number may seem small, there are about 200,000 cases a year in the United States. So it's a fairly significant problem overall.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important that patients know that their tumor would be tested for that. Just of note, although traditionally the only way to test for this was to evaluate for these abnormalities in the tumor, there are now some techniques where you can actually take a patient's blood and test for a variety of mutations, including MET exon 14 skipping mutation.
Mm-hmm. Dr. you referred to the recently approved Trabeca by the FDA. Can you unfold that a little bit more for us about this therapy and why it is so important?
Sure. So this therapy is the first therapy that is being that has been approved for Medexon 14 skipping mutation. The reason that it is important is that the number of patients who had significant shrinking of their tumor was quite high, particularly among those patients who received it very early at the time of their diagnosis, so that they sort of immediately were aware that they had this Medexon 14 skipping. They went on the trial. That group of people did particularly well. The other thing that I think was important is that the benefits were not transient. So although at some point the tumor figures out a way to stop responding to this targeted therapy, that there were it was a long period of time in the patients who did have shrinking of the tumor that the tumor stayed at bay, and I think that's obviously very important for patients with lung cancer. One is to have an effective treatment for their disease, but also to have it sort of persist over time.
Exactly. We're talking with Dr. Edward Guerin, Director of the Signal Transduction and Therapeutics Program at the UCLA Johnson Comprehensive Cancer Center. Let's talk side effects observed with Trabeca. What are you seeing?
So, as with any medicine, there's the potential for side effects. The most common side effect that we have seen with this medication is swelling in the lower extremities, and that is it can be a bothersome symptom, but there are many ways to manage it, and these are not permanent changes. They generally respond to sort of a hold of the drug or in some cases a dose reduction. So that's the most common thing that has been seen is swelling in the legs, and it's not seen in everybody, and in general it's a pretty mild symptom, although there are patients who have had more significant swelling.
Well, Dr. Guerin, we've got to leave it there. Can you remind our viewers where they need to go, our listeners where they need to go for more information, if you would, please?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is for listeners, if they or a loved one has lung cancer, to talk to their provider, generally their oncologist, about what the treatment options, but also to make sure that they have undergone extensive molecular testing. This can be done in many labs across the country and the world. Some places will do it internally, and some places where they deliver medical care will send it out to other vendors. So I think the main thing is talking to their physician.
Well, Dr. Guerin, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
I'm Dr. Valerie Roush. As a thoracic surgeon and president of the American College of Surgeons, I know that many patients have concerns about safely undergoing operations during the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. I want to assure you that for those hospitals that are restarting essential operations, patient safety is and always will be our top priority. Hospitals, surgeons, and all those providing care are prepared to provide a safe surgical experience. However, many patients may still have questions about safely undergoing a recommended operation at this time. To help, the American College of Surgeons has released new tools to support such conversations, including a free patient surgeon discussion guide. This guide includes sample questions patients can ask their surgeons to feel more prepared for their procedure. The guide helps to create a line of communication between patients and surgeons. To learn more, visit facs.org/be-prepared. This report is sponsored by the American College of Surgeons.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Besides supporting pastors, creating a community revenue stream, and even supplying power to a nearby church, a new studio in Zimbabwe built by the Tide Radio Ministry and supporters has opened yet another door. The most recent and exciting development at the studio has been the recording of the Amakuku Evangelii program in the Shona language twice a week. The programs in this additional language are then distributed via WhatsApp so even more can hear the hope of Christ. Our partners in Zimbabwe are looking forward to recording even more Shona messages, especially as responses in this language grow. I
enjoyed today's sermon, said one Shona listener. It was most refreshing and true.
To learn more about how the Tide International Radio Ministry is growing and sharing the hope of Christ among the Shona people in Zimbabwe, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Hey, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, with Steve Evans, the movie guy, live from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, listening to me, but taking notes from Steve Evans, who's got the latest for us to consider when it comes to streaming, because the big movie houses not quite open yet. Maybe California might be delayed with this recent spike that's been reported there with COVID. Steve-O, what do you think?
Well, that's true. I mean, we're going to have to play it by ear, day by day, but we have big news on the drive-in front. You've heard about that, of course.
Yes, exactly. That's been growing. I think a great idea. Let's bring them back.
Well, you know what? This could be the beginning of a new era for drive-in theaters. We'll just talk about this quickly, but Garth Brooks is having this big concert in Nashville, which is going to also be played at 300 drive-in theaters across the country. I guess the final 300. And this, you know, they're going to make a lot of money with this thing. $100 per car or truck.
Really?
And they've already sold 250,000 tickets. So that's like $25 million in the bank already. They can sell 500,000 tickets. $50 million bucks on Saturday night, that's going to be more money than I make this Saturday. That's for
you. You think? Exactly. Wow.
Well, he's a great, he's a big
no,
draw.
No. Oh, when, well, he's also, he puts on one of the best shows. I'm telling you, you cannot, you know, attend a Garth Brooks show and come out leaving that show different than how you came in. I mean, he pours his heart and soul into it.
Oh, yeah, he puts on a great show, and it's going to be at these drive-in theaters. They're going to be following all the guidelines recommended by the CDC, so everybody's going to be safe.
Can we dance in the street like Martha Reeves and the Vandellas?
like the old days?
Exactly.
I don't know, man.
I see him dancing out there in the lots. I mean, are they going to have the dancing police Nazis running back? Get back in your car. Put your mask on.
I have no idea how it's going to be handled, but we may be bringing back the Passion Pit this weekend. You want to check that out. All right. Also, we have a lot of movies being released because, of course, we have the big 4th of July weekend coming up next weekend. Everybody wants to be all queued up, ready to go. And, of course, next weekend it's going to be all about Hamilton. We'll talk more about that. Hamilton's going to be on Disney Plus on Friday night, July 3rd, just in time for the 4th. But this weekend, we have a movie here called Irresistible. Now, are you in L.A.? Are you in Florida? Where are you?
No, Florida. Florida. I'm locked down here in Florida. In fact, they announced, I mentioned, you know, 9 states or something. If I'm to leave Florida, I have to self-quarantine if I'm going to New Jersey or New York. So no Broadway for this kid right now. Well, there's no Broadway anyway
No Broadway anyway. You can self-quarantine and not be missing much. But Irresistible, this is kind of an interesting. We've been getting a lot of ads here in L.A. for this movie. I'm not sure whether it's a national buy or just something local. And it's not getting great reviews, but it has a terrific cast. Jon Stewart directs this movie called Irresistible on Amazon Prime this weekend. And it stars Chris Cooper, Natasha Lyonne, Rose Byrne, Steve Carell, Topher Grace. Only 38% recommending. We'll talk about that in a moment. Okay, this is a comedy about what happens when a small Wisconsin town becomes the main attraction of our political circus. After the Democrats' top strategist, Gary, played by Steve Carell, sees a video of a retired Marine colonel, played by Chris Cooper, standing up for the rights of his town's undocumented workers, Gary believes he has found the key to winning back the heartland. However, when the Republicans counter him by sending in their brilliant nemesis, Faith, played by Rose Byrne, well, what started out as a local race quickly becomes an out-of-control and hilarious fight for the soul of America, which I'm looking forward to. I think our politics need a little hilarity.
Exactly. I agree with you. Hilarity is welcomed right now in the midst of all the insanity that's taking place. Maybe it'll give us enough time to just take a pause. What do you think?
Hopefully. I've been seeing the ads. I'm going to see it this weekend. Only 38% recommending. I'm going to test that out. I'm going to watch it this weekend, and I'll have a personal report next week. Also hear a movie called You Should Have Left. That's the title of the movie. Hopefully that's not a warning for the audience, but here it's got a great cast. Kevin Bacon.
Well, it's like the one guy who told his ex-wife, I'd like to miss you, but you haven't left.
Which sounds like something
like that.
Brooks might be thinking this weekend.
Exactly.
How could I miss you if he ain't even gone?
Yeah, exactly.
Theo Conroy is played by Kevin Bacon. He's this successful middle-aged man who's married to his much younger actress wife, Susanna, played by Amanda Seyfried, is shredding at the seams. Frayed by her secretiveness, his jealousy, and the shadow of his past. In an effort to repair their relationship, Theo and Susanna book a vacation at a stunning remote modern home in the Welsh countryside for themselves and their 6-year-old daughter. Now, what at first seems to be a perfect retreat distorts into a perfect nightmare when Theo's grasp on reality begins to unravel and he suspects that a sinister force within the house knows more than he or Susanna have revealed even to each other. Wow. Great.
Wow.
You should have left. 41% recommending, but once again, you know, I think that this must be a much better movie than that would indicate.
So what happens? The Ouija board falls out of the ceiling? What's going on there?
Check out this trailer. It does look pretty terrifying.
Okay.
You may want to look at that. A movie getting good reviews this weekend is Spike Lee's latest. It's called The Five Bloods. It's out on Netflix. This is from Spike Lee, his latest story of 4 African-American vets. You got Paul, Otis, Eddie, and Melvin. They return to Vietnam, searching for the...
Sounds like The Temptations, no?
Maybe
The Four Tops. I don't know.
I love movies that are set in this in Vietnam. One of these, you know, things where they're going back, they're looking for the remains of their fallen squad leader, played in flashback by Chadwick Boseman. Mm. And not only that, but they're looking for a buried treasure as well. So our heroes are joined by Paul's concerned son. They battle the forces of man and nature while confronting the last ravages of the Vietnam War. Rated R, The Five Bloods, 91% recommend. Mm-hmm. It's out on Netflix, and they're promoting this heavily. It should be easy to catch.
Yeah, don't spell check this, because it's Spike Lee. Spike Lee doesn't know how to say the. It's got to be duh. Duh five, D-A. So that's
D-A.
The way it is. So,
that's right. That's
exactly.
The way, that's
the way he rolls. The way he spells. It's okay.
Just got to warn the audience because they go around looking for the five bloods. It's Spike Lee, for goodness sakes. Come on.
That's it. And it's out there for you this weekend. Now, here's an interesting concept. This is a movie on Amazon Prime. It's called Looks That Kill. Now, unfortunately, it hasn't been reviewed for the critics, but here's the idea. This is a dark comedy about Max Richards, played by Brandon Flynn, a teenage boy born with a medical condition of being lethally attractive. I didn't have that problem when I was growing up, but that's Max Richards' problem in the movie. Mm-hmm. And he is changed forever when he meets Alex, a girl with her own bizarre ailment. Now, she aids him on his quest for self-discovery and does so without accidentally killing anyone. It's called Looks That Kill. Interesting concept, starring people you've never heard of, out on Amazon Prime. You might want to check out that trailer.
Help me understand. Educate me here just a little bit. Dark comedy.
A dark comedy, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a movie that you wouldn't... I guess it would be a comedy with dark overtones. I mean,
okay.
There are dark elements of this.
Okay.
So you can watch it and find out exactly what that means.
And you just laugh in the dark, I guess. I don't know.
Well, maybe. Okay. We have a couple of interesting docs here. This is one that... This is a doc. It's called Jasper Mall. And this is a documentary that oftentimes you see these types of docs at film festivals. Kind of quirky, very inventive. This is a year in the life of a dying shopping mall in Alabama. And you take a look at its patrons and its tenants, and this really kind of pulls back the curtain to show the reality of the American mall and the individuals at the center of a rapidly changing culture. And it is, too. Remember, mm-hmm. malls used to be the thing. Back in the 80s, man, you had a mall popping up everywhere. It was like the center, the social center of any particular community. Not so anymore, man. And I think even after the COVID-19...
I was going to say, unless you start spreading UV light all over the place in order to help, mitigate the virus, I don't know how people come back. I mean,
I don't know either. I mean, until we have a vaccine. But we have the ones that are surviving are the big upscale malls. We mm-hmm. have those here in L.A., you know, which is like the Grove, and you have all the high-end stores, and it's very, very posh and quite nice. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure even those will make it through this.
But the Grove, you've got open air, though, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, true.
So that helps.
Open air. That's
right.
A good point, yeah, because you do have that going for it. Anyway, another movie here called Magnetic, and this it's getting heavy promotion on Netflix. It's about extreme athletes going all over the world looking for these extreme situations. They take you to, I believe it's the Nazaré Canyon in Portugal and off the islands of Hawaii to watch these guys surf the big waves. You've seen those shots, right?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, when they do that... It is amazing to me. I mean, it freaks me out. I mean, these 20, 30, 40-foot waves out there, and in order to get out there, they've got to go and they shuttle them out. It's not like they go and...
Some of these waves are so big,
you
barely find the surfer on the face of the wave, and I have no idea what happens when they fall off one of those. But, yeah, you have those. You also have skiing, extreme skiing in Chamonix, France, where these guys go almost down a sheer cliff.
Yeah.
You also have mountain biking, windsurfing, speed flying. It's called...
Yeah, we're not... And we're talking, and they, these kind of cliffs they go down, we're not talking the Cornice at Mammoth, which is pretty dramatic already. I mean, the cliffs that they go down makes the Cornice look like, a little bunny run.
You know, I think they have to find these little spots where they can actually grab some snow and ski. I mean, it's just an amazing situation. It's called Magnetic on Netflix. So there you go. We have a lot to watch this weekend. Check it out.
This is amazing. And, of course, you're going to keep us up to date on when we're going to be able to actually get in the movie houses. Originally, they said maybe the second week of July. What do you think? You think maybe they're going to hold that?
But, you know, to your point earlier, you know, Gavin Newsom is saying maybe we're going to have to dial that back a little bit. We'll just have to keep track one day at a
time. Look, it's up to us individually. I mean, we've got responsibility, for our neighbors, to be kind. Like Dr. Oz says, hey, you wear a mask to be kind to your neighbor. Nothing wrong with that. So, we've got to knock this thing down, but it's going to take everybody involved. He is the movie guy, and now you know why. Steve Evans right here from Hollywood, California. Steve-O, thank you, buddy. Have a great weekend.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
You've seen crazy.